Welcome back to the Off-Peak, a video series from Charged Fleet covering all topics related to electrified fleets. I'm editor and Off-Peak host Martin Romju. In the last episode, we talked about the tech factors that go into making a reliable EV battery. This week, we explore the service of evaluating and scoring EV batteries. Recurrent is one firm that works closely with fleets and dealers on determining the state of an EV battery. I talked recently with Recurrent CEO Scott Case, who also spoke to fleet consigners at the Conference of Automotive Remarketing in Las Vegas in March. He explains how the right tools can create the transparency and the confidence that is needed in EV sales and transactions. All right, we're here with Scott Case, CEO of Recurrent. Scott, welcome to Charged Fleet's Off-Peak video series.
Hi, thanks. Thanks for having me.
So I'd like to start off, tell us a little bit about Recurrent's roles and how those have evolved and some of the typical clients that you work with.
Sure. Well, we started the company 2 years ago now. So, in the life of a startup, we're still at the infant stage. I don't know, maybe toddler stage. But I think that there are sort of, when we started out, there were three distinct groups we were serving, basically. That's EV drivers, used EV shoppers, and dealers who are thinking about selling electric vehicles, and particularly used EVs. And for those groups, this is where we started, right? Like for those groups, I mean, the driver, we were trying to help them understand, how's my car's battery and how do I take care of it? You know, everyone mm-hmm. learned from their parents or their grandparents how to take care of a combustion engine car and, the rules of thumb to do that. And no one could develop any rules of thumb for an EV. And so they just, we're helping them essentially develop those for the first time. For a shopper, a used EV shopper, it's really simple. Like, how's the battery in this thing? Like, they ask that question in a lot of different ways, and we're helping to try and answer that. And then car dealers, this is for them, it's the other side of that shopper equation. So unblocking sales, selling vehicles at a premium. But then also, I think this is one of the things we came to understand after we got started, is that the dealers didn't know what they were getting either. And so they also have questions about how's the battery in those cars that I see. Maybe I buy at auction, maybe I buy off the street from private party trades. So that's what led us really to the rest, kind of the other part of our business that we've been growing this year, and that's wholesale auctions and fleets. And for them, which is I think more interesting to your audience here, it's a bit of a combination value prop. Like caring for the car over time, certainly that's different in a fleet sense than what you can do as an individual owner, and then selling at a premium, that can be a really important thing, given the overall sort of calculus of, buy cheap, make money from them over time and then sell dearly. And the rules have really changed about how to do that in pretty much all three of those components for electric vehicles as they've entered fleets. So now we're finding ourselves in the middle of that too.
Now, obviously the battery and its longevity and durability plays a lot into the sustainable value of the car. So what are some of the standards and the metrics that most contribute to an accurate and complete battery test?
Your question though was about like how to standards for tests, which obviously become very difficult if there are no real standards for the batteries themselves. I think over time, initiatives like the right to repair laws that are started in Massachusetts and have been sort of rolling out, and there are emerging SAE standards around like diagnostics for the high voltage battery interfaces, but they aren't here today, and so I think that's it's going to take some time and just maturity of the battery technology. What we're trying to do today, from a looking across every different manufacturer, is focus on what we can compare, the output of the batteries that is actually sort of comparable apples to apples across every manufacturer. And so for us, we focus on the one of the outputs of the battery, which is how far the car can go, so the maximum range. Every car has an EPA rating of range when it's new, Those are wrong for a lot of reasons on day one. Typically, they don't account for weather, but you can sort of understand that. And certainly if a shopper or a driver wants to, you know, test it, they can go and drive the car with hopefully with a chase car until it goes dead. And that's the max range, right? It's not particularly, you know, realistic to do that, but at least it's a good proxy for sort of battery health in some sense. And it is what shoppers care about. So in the end, so that we've really tried to standardize and center that. And we do a lot of other things and a lot of complications with that, but at least there's something that we can do across 40 different makes and models today.
Now, when you are looking at the trend lines on some of the results of these battery tests, what are you finding about the quality, the durability? Do you find some of the fears people have about batteries being worn down are misplaced?
Generally speaking, I would say batteries are aging better than people's fears. So that's like maybe not like a high bar, but everyone has, you know, used EV shoppers are coming into this sort of experience of shopping for an used EV with the I've had a smartphone long enough to see that the lithium ion battery wears down in that over time. And what it means is I can't talk all day. So that is the mental model that they come into the used EV purchase with. So for us to say, hey, good news, it's not going to wear out like your last iPhone did over the course of 2 years. That's like, you know, the sort of like good news to them. And frankly, that actually is an important just initial statement is yes, they are both lithium ion batteries, but they are used in different ways and they last different amounts of time. So that's kind of like thing one for the shopper. So I would say, like, generally speaking, the batteries are aging better than that expectation, but it does vary. We're seeing that, like, from manufacturer to manufacturer, based on materials, and then based on a whole bunch of factors on an individual car by car basis that are, that can just cause, you know, a whole bunch of variance within the first few years, and certainly within 5 or 8 or 10 years, including things like how old the battery is, the external temperatures it was exposed to over time, the temperature that including operating and then also charging, the charging speed that was typically used, like just a whole bunch of different factors that are, you know, different as soon as a car gets off the manufacturing line or as soon as a battery gets off the manufacturing line. So generally good, to summarize, generally good, but lots of variance on an individual vehicle by vehicle basis and lots of variance between manufacturers. Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to get to assessing the market value and the potential of used EVs. How do their resale values compare with those of internal combustion engine vehicles so far?
Well, I mean, over the past year or so, the, you know, resale values of cars in general, as you know, have just been crazy. So I think that's, you're dealing with not even just a rising tide, but sort of a flooding tide right now from a price perspective. That said, I think there is used EVs have performed over the last sort of 12 to 18 months have appreciated substantially. We've been tracking monthly and a monthly basket of EV used EV prices in particular to kind of compare alongside used car prices as well. And the numbers that we've seen are the basket we're tracking, sort of it's our own inflationary basket, or used EV prices are up about 25% over the last year. For an individual vehicle, like as an example, if you bought a Model 3 12 months ago, you have essentially made between $10,000 and $15,000 in, even though you've owned it now for 12 months, you've put mileage on it, you've depreciated it, you know, in theory, but you've made a $10,000 to $16,000, profit on that if you go and sell it now. So, I think what's going on here is like there's in addition to the shortage of supply of new cars that's sort of been pushing everything up, there's a market shift in preferences that's being sort of like coming through in those prices over the last a year to year and a half. So there's just a double whammy of what's been going on in the used EV market. I think there's a specific takeaway for fleet vehicles in particular, as more and more fleets sort of bring electric vehicles into the mix. And that's, I think the high mileage, low sort of age vehicle is particularly undervalued today. And that's like a sort of more commonly seen in like a rental car type situation. And that's because like the mental, like the, again, the rule of thumb that people used to have was, well, I'm just going to go by the odometer based on, you know, and that's a good indicator of how, of, you know, is this a high mileage car? Is it a low mileage car? And we have seen that the odometer is not a particularly good indicator of how well the battery is holding up. The calendar age is actually a bigger deal in most cases. So high mileage, you know, like 18 month old car, I actually probably prefer that in a lot of cases for my own car than one that has low mileage and has just been sitting around for most of its life. The battery actually could be in better shape.
With regards to the future of batteries, we hear so much about all kinds of improvements and enhancements that are coming down the pike. What are the ones most likely that we're going to see in the next few years that will bolster the strength and the range of the batteries?
Well, one thing to keep in mind is I think like the attributes that the manufacturers, the vehicle makers and the battery makers are trying to improve are like sort of four things. I would say three primary things, a fourth sort of semi, depending on who you talk to, and a fifth one that's you expect to be there, but it's actually not. So the three that are for sure they're improving on are more range, faster charging, and lower cost. Like for sure, those three are like the top three things that directly address the consumer concern. So they're getting the most work. The fourth thing, I think, you know, generally speaking, manufacturers are working towards lower environmental impact. And that's like by changing the materials in particular that are in the batteries. And then the last thing, which actually you used to hear a lot about, was like longer lifespan. And that's like you used to hear all the time from Elon Musk about the million mile battery. Like we'll have this battery, it'll just go forever, you know, and way outlast the life of the car. And you don't hear about that anymore. And that's, I think that what I think is going on is that just like, that's not the thing. It doesn't make the top three. And so I think in some cases, the materials that are chosen and the, you know, and the manufacturing sort of getting better, like batteries will last longer as sort of almost a side effect of trying to achieve some of those other ones, but it's not the one that people are paying for when the vehicle is new. So I think it's sort of like the forgotten fifth thing that's also important. So with those in mind of what manufacturers are trying to accomplish, you know, then you look at, well, how that's happening. Well, it's just like, there's a dizzying array of innovations on, you know, battery cathodes, anodes, the materials that are being used, the software interfaces, and how clever the vehicles are about pulling, about using what electricity is in the battery to be more and more and more efficient to sort of drive further on the same amount of electricity. I will say that there is a long, I mean, it takes a long time to go from lab discoveries of a new, you know, solid state, you know, battery or whatever into production. And so, you know, anything that you read about on like breakthrough in lab will be, you know, years and years and years before it ever gets into a production car. And so there will be millions of cars that don't have that greatest and latest and greatest thing in it. So I think that's important to think about as well.
Okay. I have one other question.
Sure. Yeah.
When you have a fleet operation with, you know, 50, 100, 200 vehicles,
yeah,
and they want to make sure that the batteries are being used correctly, and they want to obviously maximize the value of the battery when they resell the car, does it make sense to just evaluate the battery once they cycle out the car after 2 or 3 years or the truck? Or should they continuously be monitoring that battery and getting reports on it?
You definitely should be continuing to look at it over time, because it's not just a totally independent, you know, result. Like it's not like, well, we'll use the car and then, you know, 2 years later, it'll be like, well, what happened? You know, you can make really smart decisions. I mean, over the course of its use in a fleet, to move it, you know, to use it in one way, you know, versus another one that better fits its sort of range. To if you have a fleet that you can change the location, the geographic location of it, like in the case of a rental car company, you might move cars so that they are not sort of consistently exposed to hot temperatures, you know, for their entire life. You know, so there's there are usage optimization tricks that I think can maintain the battery in great shape that need to be balanced with like actually getting the utility you want out of the car in order to, for your main purpose, but that will set you up then to have a battery that sells for more when you're ready to defleet it.
Mm-hmm. All right, Scott, I know there's a lot more we could talk about, and I'm sure we'll have a sequel on batteries. So appreciate you joining us on the Off Peak.
Absolutely. They keep on changing, and so will we. So we'll come back for episode 2 next time.
A special thank you to Scott Case, CEO of Recurrent, for his expertise on bringing more accuracy and standards to the used electric vehicle market. Please tell us in the comments below about any of your experiences with EV batteries or sales of used EVs. There's plenty of data still to gather and a lot of value to create. Please remember to follow and connect with us on social media, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and sign up for our weekly Charged Fleet e-newsletter to stay up to date on the latest EV industry news. I'm Martin Ramju with Charged Fleet. Thank you for joining us, and we hope to see you again here on another pulsating video of the Off-Peak.